from Frankfurt, Germany, and our very special guest on the scene is Sergeant Elvis Presley. Elvis, it's nice to see you.
Thank you very much, Johnny. It's nice to be here.
Elvis, what are your plans now that you are about to leave the Army?
Well, first thing I plan to do, naturally, is to go home. And then after that, I have a television show with Frank Sinatra sometime in the latter part of April. And then I start working on the picture, G.I. Blues, for Paramount, Mr. Wallace. And then after that, I have two pictures with 20th Century Fox. And after that, heaven knows, I don't.
Well, we'll talk about G.I. Blues a little later on. How are you going home, Elvis?
I believe I'm flying right in Maine.
Are you going home with some of your buddies here that you've met in Germany or have perhaps come over with?
Yes, I believe the same group that I came over here with.
The same group?
Yes, the same group. In fact, all the boys who came in Memphis, you know, the same time I did, well, we're all going back together.
Mm-hmm. Have you recorded while you were in the service?
No, I haven't.
Not one tune?
No, I was home on leave to end the basic training. I made two records, but since that time, I've done nothing. Nothing at all in the line of show business.
Elvis, what about here in Europe? Where did you spend most of your leave time?
In Paris.
Mm-hmm.
I went to
Paris.
Yeah, I was in Paris twice, once for 10 days and another time for 6 days.
What do you remember most about those trips?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a gay town. I mean, it's if you like, you know, nightlife and everything, and I went over there to see some of the shows and, you know, to get a touch of the old life, you know, a little bit.
Yeah. Elvis, how much time have you spent while in the service on maneuvers?
Well, I couldn't give you an exact number of days, but I would imagine about half the time we were over here.
While you were in the field, were you troubled at any time by reporters?
No, not really. The Army PIO came out and took some, you know, some training shots.
Well, did you have any unfavorable encounters with any disguised reporters?
maybe yes, I don't know. If they were reporters, I didn't know it.
I see, yes. Elvis, do press conferences bother you at all?
No, they don't bother you. It's pretty interesting. I get a big thrill out of a press conference because you have all these different people there with different questions, you know, and they're popping them to you like a district attorney, you know. Mm-hmm. And you're sitting there like you're on trial for something. They ask you, is it true that on the night of so-and-so you were in so-and-so? Is it true that this girl did that and you did this? And actually, it's... It makes me stutter, you know, because I have to think on all the questions in order to give them a sensible answer. I have to think, you know, and when they're popping to you so fast, well, I'm just saying, like that, you know.
Did they upset you?
Oh, no. You get used to it after a while.
Many American artists have entertained Elvis, as you know, behind the Iron Curtain with the help of the exchange program. Do you feel that you would like to do something like this?
Well, if certain people, you know, certain people think I should, then I would have no objections at all to give it a try. I don't think I'm very well liked over there, you know. They possibly think I'm a bad influence on their youth or something of that nature. And for that reason, I'm not very well liked over there. But if it were decided that I should go, then
you would go.
I would go, yes, no doubt.
Elvis, you've sold some 45 million records, is that right?
Yes, sir, all total.
And while you've been in the service, the record market has changed some, hasn't it?
You mean the styles of music?
Yes, indeed.
That I couldn't tell you. I won't know until I can get back. I've heard reports, I've read reports about the record industry, about what's happening to the music, and this is dying out, that's dying out, and this is finished. But actually, I don't know. I was reading the same thing in 1955, and that was the big beginning of the whole thing.
Well, what are your plans to sell another 45 million records, Elvis?
I never make a statement like that, to tell you the truth, because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
In the entertainment business, the future is very uncertain. You never know. You can only try.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm only going to say I'll try to continue to please the people enough that they, you know, that they keep liking me and keep interested. But as far as actually knowing what the future holds for me, I've got no idea.
Well, getting to recording, do you approve all of the tunes before they're cut?
Yes.
All of them?
I choose my own songs.
You do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you feel that you have a feel for the material you select?
Yes. I don't think there's anybody who can decide what I can do best, better than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be a bad mistake if I had someone else telling me what to record and how to record it, because I work strictly on instinct and impulse. I don't read music. My tastes might be a little different because I choose songs with the public in mind. I try to visualize it as though I'm buying the record myself. Would I like it? No. And I try to please the public, and I don't think anybody could choose them for me like I can.
Well, are you doing anything to try to attract an older audience?
My type of music, I say my type of music, I mean the kind of records that I have been making, they don't seem to appeal to the older people like they do the young people. But you'd be surprised at the older people who do like that type of music. And as far as making more of them like me, it's almost impossible to make everybody like you, you know. You can't please them all. Regardless, if I changed my style and started singing something that maybe would appeal to the older people, then I might lose something else. So, therefore, you just have to let time take care of itself.
And I take it you are not planning to change your style.
I'll be foolish to change my style unless I was told to do so by the public themselves. In other words, if I just took it on my own and said, well, I'm going to change my style, I think I'd be making a bad mistake. If the people become disinterested in you or they get tired of whatever you're doing, they'll let you know.
Earlier, Elvis, you mentioned the movie G.I. Blues that you'll be doing soon. When do you do the film?
Well, I can't give you an official date. I think it's after the Sinatra show, which is sometime around the 1st of May.
And who'll be in it?
I don't think they've picked a co-star yet.
Mm-hmm.
Not to my knowledge, they haven't.
Do you know what part you'll play?
No, I don't. I haven't seen the script yet.
Oh, I see. So you then perhaps have not had an opportunity to contribute any of your own ideas.
No, not yet. You do that in the filming of the picture.
Elvis, are you perhaps planning a European tour sometime in 60 or 61?
Oh, yes. I don't think it'll be 60. Maybe in 61. I'm not saying yes or no. Actually, that's not my end of the business. That's the manager's end of it. But I would like to very much, because this is all a new market over here, you know, for me.
You would rather be out in the field with the boys than perhaps entertaining in a service club somewhere.
Oh, yeah, sure. I was in a funny position. Actually, that's the only way it could be. People were expecting me to mess up, to goof up in one way or another. They thought I couldn't take it and so forth, and I was determined to go to any limits to prove otherwise. Not only to the people who were wondering, but to myself.
You turned out to be one of America's finest soldiers, Elvis Presley.